Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Time has come to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is something we try and do every Friday as often as we can. We collect the sound bites from the last week's Issues Etc. broadcast. They occur to us while we're doing the broadcast. We go back and we listen to them. We think, you know, that's something truly remarkable. Now, we leave it to you to pick which one's going to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We have four candidates. We'll play them for you. You listen, and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote. Remember to include your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left some space for you to do it. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week this week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Soundbite number one comes from Dr. D.A. Carson talking about the new tolerance and multiculturalism.
One can delight in the diversity and remember that God, according to Acts 17, made all people everywhere and is sovereign over all cultures and so on. Or one can then take another step, which takes God out of the assessment, out of the evaluation at all, and therefore say, therefore all cultures are equally good. Well, that is not only objectionable from a Christian point of view, it's even objectionable from a point of view of mere rationality. It's just a bit silly to say that every culture is equally good when you take a look at the various cultures that have erupted in the 20th century. Was the culture of Stalinism that put to death at least 20 million people apart from war the same as the culture of the Amish or whatever group you want to say? I mean, it's a ridiculous position, yet it is still defended vociferously.
That's soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? Well, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two from Pastor George Borghardt talking about the cross and the resurrection as the foundation of the Christian faith.
Why do we believe that God created the world in 7 days and not 4-point-some-odd trillion years ago? Because Jesus rose again. The guy who died on Good Friday rose again. Why do we baptize infants? Because the guy who died on Good Friday rose again, sent us to baptize all nations. Why do we believe that Jesus gives us his true body and blood at the sacrament? Because on the night in which he was betrayed, the day before he died on Good Friday, 3 days before he rose from the dead, he gave us the sacrament to eat and drink for the remission of our sins. The whole foundation of all of the scriptures is the death and resurrection of Christ. The reason why I get up in the morning and don't sleep all day long is because Jesus died and rose again for me. It's that simple. Without the death and resurrection of Christ, there's no reason to do anything for anyone in this world at all. But if he did die and he did rise again from the dead, then everything he said is true. Everything he said is true. So when I'm sitting on a plane and somebody says, you seem too intelligent to believe that God created the universe, I don't prove the scriptures. All I do is say, well, everything that we believe as Lutherans rests solely in the death and resurrection of Christ. So let me talk to you about the resurrection of Christ, If I can show you the resurrection of Christ, a historic, grounded fact, then believing that God created the heavens and the earth, piece of cake.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt, on the cross and resurrection as the foundation of the Christian faith. Do you think it should be issues, etc.? Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send your vote to us via Twitter at issuesetc, or vote right now at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to include your city and state where you're listening. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Bishop James Ackerman. He's talking here about the two different languages that are spoken in the Anglican Communion.
That's part of the problem, is that a great deal of what has been put forward by the Episcopal Church lacks any semblance to theological reasoning. And so for Archbishop Rowan Williams to raise his eyebrows is, in effect, the Archbishop saying, I don't speak your language. He speaks theology as a primary language, not sociology. A great deal of what has been put forward by the Episcopal Church is grounded in a sociological principle. And then what it does, it attempts to find a theological touch point and a biblical touch point. Whereas classically, of course, theology has been grounded in Scripture and reinforced in tradition, with a notion of reason. But here what we're really dealing with is an archbishop who understands classic Anglicanism, and he's had to interact with people who did not understand classic Anglicanism, but understand, as I used to like to say in the House of Bishops, choose this day, is it going to be Saul of Tarsus or Saul Alinsky?
That's soundbite number three, Bishop James Ackerman, two different languages being spoken in the Anglican Communion, one of theology, the other of sociology. Should it be issues, etc.? Soundbite of the week. You get to decide, your votes decide, which of these soundbites is issues, etc.? Soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, March the 23rd. We are coming to you live. You can give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc. We can also take your votes at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa talking about confession and absolution as the remedy for doubt.
Some people have this false idea of sanctification that if I'm truly sanctified, I'm no longer going to doubt. But in fact, the doubt continues to persist. And when we try to deal with it ourselves, within ourselves, it's within this cycle of doubt constantly confronting us from within. That's why we need to go outside of ourselves. We need to go to a place where Christ himself has said in his word, again, Matthew 16, Matthew 18, and John 20, that we have this absolution given to us from his office, the office of the ministry, his word. And in that, Luke 10, 16 assures us, as Christ said to his office bearers, he who hears you hears me. We are led to know that that voice of absolution from the pastor is from Christ himself. Nothing deals with doubt better than that promise, Todd.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, on confession and absolution as the remedy for doubt. Now it's time for you to vote. We need to hear from you, especially our phone call voters on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us your vote and include your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. 1-877-623-MYIE. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week next.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back.
Concordia Publishing House has a great new resource to help you teach your children and grandchildren classical Christian hymns. It's called My First Hymnal. You can find out more about it at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase My First Hymnal by calling CPH 1-800-325-3040. Teach your children and grandchildren hymns like A Mighty Fortress, Abide With Me, Children of the Heavenly Father, and more with My First Hymnal, the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues, Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, the 23rd of March. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, and it's your opportunity to win the much-valued LPR bundle package, which is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote at our Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can also give us a call. We encourage you to do so. Phone call votes get to go first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or you can tweet us your vote at Issues ETC. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Dr. D.A. Carson on the new tolerance and multiculturalism? Soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt on the cross and resurrection as the foundation of the Christian faith? Soundbite number three, Bishop James Ackerman on the two different languages being spoken in the Anglican Communion, one theological, one sociological? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa on confession and absolution as the remedy for doubt? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first from Illinois, here's Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. Soundbite number one gets it for me this week. One could make the case that all cultures are equally evil. There is no one who does good. I know not one. Adam and Eve walked out of a perfect God-created culture and sprang down a path towards self-deification that led all mankind to hell. Of course there will be gratuitous self-congratulation about how different we all are, because the that unites us is a creator who gives us no choice but to hate him. We all hate this creator that we all have in common because of our sinful nature. The only culture God will smile on is the group he himself calls by the gospel, enlightens with his gifts, sanctifies and keeps with Jesus Christ and the one true faith, forgiving them of their sins and cleansing all their unrighteousness.
Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. That's a vote for soundbite number one, I believe, and thank you for the vote. Dana listens in Indiana. Dana says, my vote is for soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt, on the cross and the resurrection as the foundation for the Christian faith, his explanation of how the cross and resurrection are the center of our faith is exactly what I was thinking this morning when I read Mark chapter 10, verse 45, where Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." So often, says Dana, Christianity is equated with living right, and much of the preaching of modern evangelicalism is geared to teaching believers to serve God. If that's the focus, Christianity is reduced to a Christless moralism. Pastor George Borghardt puts the focus right where it belongs, which is on Christ. Thank you very much, Dana. Thomas in Cedar Hill, Texas, votes using the New Issues Etc. Android app. He says, soundbite number two, and thanks for using the app for voting for Soundbite of the Week. Mike says, I would like to vote for the bite concerning multiculturalism. That would be number one, Dr. D.A. Carson. He says, I actually served as a Peace Corps volunteer in Kenya for 2 years, and then later in the Philippines for 3 years. Well, thank you for your service. And this soundbite is right on. I served in remote tribal areas where so many of the cultural practices were barbaric and inhumane. Yet the constant cry from American liberals was to respect and preserve these cultures. And as a Christian, says Mike, I do realize that a person can make the case of our American culture with our ongoing abortion Holocaust is really no better than the worst of these tribes, but there is one big difference. At least here, there's a very strong and active movement aimed at defending our abortion, our unborn, while many of the equally as bad atrocities within some of these tribes continues to go on unabated with virtually no opposition from within their own tribes whatsoever. May Lord have mercy on us all. Thank you very much, Mike, and thanks for your vote. Dan in Columbus, Ohio says, listening live for the first time in a while, my vote is for Pastor Borghardt. That's soundbite number two. I continue to be amazed at his ability to preach the gospel at a high level, even while off his Diet Coke. I guess he is something of a Diet Coke addict. He says, way to go. Dan, thanks for listening in Ohio. Sarah listens in Minnesota. She says, tough call, but in the end, my vote has to go to Pastor Borghardt because it really is all about Jesus. Thanks for listening in Minnesota. All right, it's still time, still plenty of time for you to chime in and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Dr. D.A. Carson, the new tolerance of multiculturalism. Soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt on the cross and resurrection as the foundation of the Christian faith. Soundbite number three, Bishop James Ackerman, two different languages being spoken in the Anglican Communion, one theological, one sociological. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa on confession and absolution as the remedy for doubt. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is a great one. In fact, the copy that I had sitting here in the studio was snatched up and given away to the right place. It was given a good home with a young family that visited earlier in the studio. It's called My First Hymnal. It's a hymnal for children and for the whole family. You've seen these children's hymnals, and sometimes the hymns in them are simply childish. Well, these are the hymns of the church in My First Hymnal that have been pared down, sometimes in their length or in their musical complexity, for use in the home with your kids and your grandkids. And not only does it have songs, like a hymnal should, it also has, well, I guess we could say liturgy, small l. It has the prayers and the psalms and the various rites of the church right there for adapted for devotional use in the family. My First Hymnal from Concordia Publishing House. Give them a call and order one, or one for as many kids or grandkids as you might have. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. You ask for My First Hymnal, or you can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page of our website. Karen in Monroe, Michigan says, it's a tough call, but my vote has to be for Pastor George Borghardt. And the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number two. That very soundbite, Pastor George Borghardt, talking about the cross and the resurrection as the very foundation of the Christian faith.
Why do we believe that God created the world in 7 days and not 4-point-some-odd trillion years ago? Because Jesus rose again. The guy who died on Good Friday rose again. Why do we baptize infants? Because the guy who died on Good Friday rose again, sent us to baptize all nations. Why do we believe that Jesus gives us his true body and blood at the sacrament? Because on the night in which he was betrayed, the day before he died on Good Friday, 3 days before he rose from the dead, he gave us the sacrament to eat and drink for the remission of our sins. The whole foundation of all of the scriptures is the death and resurrection of Christ. The reason why I get up in the morning and don't sleep all day long is because Jesus died and rose again for me. It's that simple. Without the death and resurrection of Christ, there's no reason to do anything for anyone in this world at all. But if he did die, and he did rise again from the dead, then everything he said is true. Everything he said is true. So when I'm sitting on a plane and somebody says, you seem too intelligent to believe that God created the universe, I don't prove the scriptures. All I do is say, well, everything that we believe as Lutherans rests solely in the death and resurrection of Christ. So let me talk to you about the resurrection of Christ. If I can show you the resurrection of Christ, a historic, grounded fact, then believing that God created the heavens and the earth, piece of cake.
That's the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, according to your vote. Soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt on the cross and resurrection as the foundation for the Christian faith. The LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon goes to Mike. Mike, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send the LPR bundle package out to you. Thanks to everybody who played Issues Etc. soundbite of the week and for all your votes and for listening. Now, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider joining our monthly or annual donor program. We call it the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. This weekend is a great time to join. You can find out about the benefits of becoming an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can give Craig a call right here in the studio during regular business hours. 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385. Ask for Craig, and he'll help you join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Again, check out our website, issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Adrian Dorr of the Lutheran Witness Magazine about God's design for the sexes. When you go to church this weekend, post the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer and hand out some of those Issues Etc. business cards to your fellow parishioners. You can find them both at our website under the support page, issuesetc.org. Click support. You'll see them right there. Download and print them. Put them up on the bulletin board. Cut them up and carry them around with you so that whenever the conversation comes up, as we know it often does, you can give away the Issues Etc. business cards to whoever you're talking to. It's true that everything we believe rests solely upon Jesus' death and resurrection. He and his work to save us is the foundation of the entire Christian faith. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.